Chapter 3. In the Big Wide World. The day came that the little cub finally went through the wall of light, which was the entrance to the cave. He was growing up, and he simply had to know what lay beyond. At first, he was almost blinded by the brightness of the big wide world, but when nothing happened, he forgot to be scared. He sniffed at the grass. Then he scrambled onto a fallen tree trunk, but the rotten bark gave way, and he went tumbling. He fell right into a nest of chicks. At first he was terrified, but he was a born hunter, and without even thinking, he began catching and eating them. It was a wonderful game, and how clever he was. Then, all of a sudden, the mother hen returned in a feathered frenzy. It was his first battle. He was a fierce little wolf, and he was afraid of nothing. He growled at her. She gave him a violent peck on his nose. Sensing he didn't know how to defend himself, the mother bird pecked again and again at his poor nose. He began to whimper. He didn't like this at all. The fight went out of him, and he scampered off shamefully to hide in the bushes. As he lay down, he felt a rush of air, and a huge winged creature swept past. A hawk! It had barely missed him. Then he saw the hawk snatch up the mother hen in its powerful claws. He lay there for a long time, shivering. That was another big lesson. Live things were food, but some of them could hurt. It was better to eat little things. He felt a rush of pride. He had caught his own food, and he had fought a big bird, and would do it again. Then he remembered his mother. Suddenly he wanted her more than anything. He felt lonely and small and desperate to be home. Back in the cave, he anxiously awaited his mother. But she was out looking for him. When she returned, she was too overjoyed to find him safe to punish him. She licked him and then curled around him, and they both drifted off to sleep.